So Rashmi, just going to quickly say out some of the points that we discussed until now, and then take it from there. So, Tov, as everyone knows, I think very well now, Rashmi Mukhes is built on one brayse, which starts out on a rabbanon and mafligim with tuna pockets, megimul yamim kodem shabbos. Right, so you're not allowed to get onto a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. The tzoret mitzvah, it's okay. And then there's the klal of halacha poisek and moshe yishpois. So Rebbe says that you have to make up with the goy that is going to stop the journey on Shabbos, right? And Rav Shimon Gamliel says ainu tzoret, right? And we had different poskim. Some of them paskim. We saw the Torah said ainu tzoret like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Shulchan Aruch said that you should be poskim. And then we said mitzvah tzaydin is okay. Now we had six shittas about what the problem was. Okay, just to run through very very quickly, we had the shittah of the Rif and those who went with him, that was because of Onik Shabbos. We had Rabbeinu Tam and the Rach, that was because of Tzkumim. Then we had the Isra, then we had Shot floating around, and we had the Bahag about getting onto the boat, and being Konish Shvisa. We had the Ramban about if you get on Friday, then it looks like you've made a deal with a goy to take you dafka on Shabbos, right? So you can't get on dafka on Friday, going to Rabban. And then we had the Balamor who turned everything around and basically said that once you're in a pikuach nefesh situation on Shabbos, so you're allowed to break Shabbos. The problem is to get yourself into that situation erev Shabbos, and Be'etzim, there's no problem doing that. Just 3 days before, it looks like you're trying to break Shabbos. So don't do it 3 days before, and it's erev mitzvah, it's okay. That was basically that's of the sugya. On that, we had a machlokas between the Marival really and the Rivash. The Rivash was brought down in the Beis Yosef, that's where the Beis Yosef learned, in the Balamor, and he said that even in a case where you're definitely going to be breaking Shabbos, 100% going to be breaking Shabbos, it's mutter to organize it. And that's why we said that the case of the Svinna, the way we understood is the case of the Svinna is a 90% chance you're going to be breaking Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch changes that in Dalet too, you're allowed to walk across the desert. We said the case of walking across the desert, there's 100% that you're going to be breaking Shabbos. And even that case, the Balamor is matched, according to the Rivash. According to the Marie Ben Lev, will only be matter a 90% chance of breaking Shabbos, but if it's 100% sure that you're going to be breaking Shabbos, then we won't be matter. So we had the Magen Avraham in Dalet who said, we brought down the Marie Ben Lev and said that, he said a notion about Pizeh, Seimchem, Atto, something like that, right? That to take care of the Marib and Leib, what are they? Seimchem? They're Seimchem themselves in the fact that they're Mistaknim Tzas, right? That they get themselves into a little bit of Sakana rather than breaking Shabbos. Okay, and we said that Rabbi Chanan holds that if you got yourself this situation where you have to break Shabbos in a way that that wasn't Mutter, then you're not allowed to break Shabbos to save yourself. The way he learns the Magen Avraham is that if you got yourself into a situation you weren't allowed to, then you're not allowed to break Shabbos, and you have to just carry on. You just have to take whatever risks come and not break Shabbos. The later Achronim after Rabbi Chanan not happy with that. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Moshe are very stark against Rabbi Chanan. And Rabbi Moshe says the getter is that there's some things that you're allowed to do because of Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, the Pikuach Nefesh is big enough that you can break Shabbos because of it, but they don't make... It's not also to put yourself into that situation. We spoke about walking next to a car, let's say in the Kruger Park or something like that. So someone who jumped into the car and said Pikuach Nefesh, he wouldn't be wrong. Someone who walks next to a car and says it doesn't bother me, he also isn't wrong. So he said that what the Magen Avraham is saying is that a person's allowed to, if a person wants to go with such a convoy, he can only go with such a convoy if he's prepared to walk next to the car. If he's prepared to take that sasak on, and that way he wasn't breaking Shabbos. Okay, that's where we got to on Friday. So, just to take this a little bit further, first of all, this Kiddush of Rav Moshe is another interesting application. There's the in Resh Pei Ches Dalet, the halacha of a person has a very bad dream Friday night. So the Gemara says that if a person has a bad dream and he thinks it's real, right? Not a bad dream that just worries him, but he thinks that, you know, he has a dream that he's going to die or something, you know, unpleasant like that. So that the Gemara says that a fast takes care of such a dream. It uses a lashon of like setting fire to straw, right? So it's a fast like completely solves such a dream, but the fast has to be that day. right? So you have to fast straight away. So now what happens if Friday night a person has a dream like that? He wakes up in the morning, he thinks it's a real thing. I don't know, came back three times and he was all worried and who knows what else. So now he wants to fast on Shabbos. Do we allow him to fast on Shabbos or not? So that is interesting. Basically, we allow him to fast and he has to fast again on Sunday as kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Okay, and now it's a bit funny because if it's a dangerous thing, then he must fast. And then he doesn't have to fast on Sunday. If it's not dangerous, so don't let him fast. So what's the... So basically, there are different mahalchim. We're going to get to Resh Peches sometime soon. We'll see that. But the way we, and that one it's a bit of a thorny issue over there, and one way of getting through it is with the Kiddush of Ramosha. It's basically, it says that when someone has a bad dream, if a person gets up in the morning and says, it doesn't bother me and I don't want to fast, they're not breaking the halacha. If a person gets up and he says, Bikuach Nefesh, I need to fast, they're also not breaking the halacha. So basically, a person's in this gray zone that he can decide whether it bothers him or whether it doesn't bother him. So therefore, the halacha would come out according to, if we use this get over Moshe, the halacha comes out that really a person should be brave. You want to keep Shabbos night, you want to keep oining Shabbos, everything we learned in Reish Mem Beis. So a person should get up in the morning, he should decide he's brave, and then it's not a problem, and then it'll be okay. So if you decide you're not brave, so for that decision to not be brave and to say Pekach Nefesh and to Dekun Kavod Shabbos, so because of that he has to fast on Sunday. That's the way he gets through that sugya over there. Okay, now the one issue that we didn't deal with totally in the way through is the halacha of poisek. Okay, so the halacha of poisek, again, as we said, is that the halacha is that you have to make up with a goy, according to Rebbe, that he's going to stop the boat or stop whatever he's doing on Shabbos, such that you won't have to break Shabbos. Rebbe says that that's the halacha, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to do it. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch said that you do have to be poisek. What's a little bit not clear is what's the point of being poisek when you don't expect the guy to take you seriously. So we left it as an open question. We said that according to the Baal HaMor, it's a little bit understandable because according to the Baal HaMor, be'etzem, on Thursday you're allowed to get yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh that will make you break Shabbos. Just what? It's a little bit ugly and it looks like you're trying to break Shabbos. So therefore, if you make up with a guy that you're not going to be breaking Shabbos, even if you don't think he's going to take you seriously, but you go to him and you say, listen, I want you to stop on Shabbos, so it takes down a little bit the darabon on of Nirikamak and Abbasos of Shabbos. So that's one way of understanding the question, but they won't help us with the Rif or some of the other shetos. Okay, so how are they going to learn our poison? So we found another two mahalkim in this. The one is the Taz. I don't remember if we mentioned this in the show or not, so guys can correct me or if we did. But the halacha is that a person's allowed to give a goy a job to do, and the goy will, if the goy has enough time to do it, either on Shabbos or another time. You can give, let's say, your suit to the dry cleaners and chutz laretz. You can give it to them on Thursday and tell them you're picking it up on Monday or Tuesday. Now, if they want, they can do it. They've got enough days to do it without Shabbos. Now, if they do it on Shabbos, it's okay. Why? So the halacha is once they have the flexibility to work either on Shabbos or on Sunday, the fact that they work on Shabbos doesn't give you anything. It doesn't, right? So anyway, if they work on Shabbos, that work they're doing on Shabbos is considered their choice that they're working on Shabbos. So it's mutter. There are some restrictions on this. And for example, to have a goy, if you give a goy a day's work to do, and he has a 5-day range of days to do it in, he can't come and work on your property on Shabbos. Right? Why not? Because on your property, it looks like you told him to do it. So the closer the work is to you, generally the more machmir we are, the more it's not recognizable that it's yours, so the more maker we are. Says the Taz that because of that, when you're going on this boat and you're going on Shabbos, right, again, because of it, we have to get away from Amir al-Akum. So it must be that it's a 2-week journey with about, let's say, 10 days of actual traveling during the 2 weeks. The guy can decide which days are traveling, which days not. And therefore, he has flexibility to play with Shabbos. If he decides to go on Shabbos, that's his business. But the problem is over here, he's taking yourself, right? Your body with. It's not your clothes and it's not working on your property. He's taking you with, says the Taz. So being as he's taking you on the boat, so it looks like you're hiring him to do that. And therefore, it's not really Marisain like those cases over there, but he says as much as it's possible to sort of distance yourself from the fact that you're going on Shabbos, so you should. And therefore comes out, make up with him, go to him and say, listen, I really want you to stop. Right? And then it just makes it clearer to anyone who sees that you don't want him to go on Shabbos. And if he does go on Shabbos, then it has nothing to do with it. So that's on the halakha of the Tazen post.
How does anybody know that you asked
him? You know what? It's not 100% clear. So it's a better question than I have an answer to. But all the Tazen says is that whatever you can do to sort of distance yourself from it, you should. Right? Maybe when Shabbos comes, you'll go to him and say, listen, we asked you to stop. Right? Okay. Now, the third Mahalakim Posek, so that will take a little bit of building. The Magen Avraham in Halacha Aleph, right, in Sefer Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Magen Avraham discusses getting onto a boat on Shabbos. Right? Now, in Sefer Gimel, the Mechaber said that you can't get onto a boat on Shabbos. Remember, we spoke about the Bahag there, and the different Halachas of Shvisa, but in Aleph, the Magen Avraham argues, and then he says that you cannot get onto a boat on Shabbos. Why? Simply because there's a halacha that you need to be poised with a goy. You need to go to the goy and say, I'll come with you, but you need to stop on Shabbos. Even if he doesn't take you seriously, you have to say that. He says the Magen Avraham, if you're getting onto the boat on Shabbos, so then you can't be poised. It's just it's a ridiculous thing. Right? You can't get onto a boat on Shabbos, you know, as they're about to leave and say, I'm only coming on condition you don't go on Shabbos. Right? So it says, being as you can't do poise, so in a situation where it's impossible to fulfill the halacha of being poise, you can't go on the trip at all. The Lubusha argues, and he says that the halacha of poise is just lachatchila. Right? We see that you need to go to him and say, you need to go to the guy and say, please stop for Shabbos, but you don't expect him to take it seriously. Mele, even if he's not going to take you seriously, even if he's not going to listen, it's okay. So even if he won't listen from the very beginning, it's okay, right? If it's something that we never really expect him to take you seriously, so if you can do it, you can do it, and if you can't do it, you can't do it. But why is the Magen Avraham making such an issue of it? Okay, so that's a little bush.
There's,
in, I think it's Simon Reis Samachlov, in Yerodea, there's a discussion about Bris Mila. Now we know the halacha of Bris Mila, that Bris Mila is doing for Shabbos, right? But that's only a Bris Mila that's in its correct time on the eighth day. If the kid, let's say the kid is sick, and you can't do the Mila in the right time, and then 2 weeks later or 3 weeks after birth, the doctors decide that now it's safe to do Mila. So that Bris Mila we don't do on Shabbos. Right, that's called the Mila Shalei Bisman. It's a mitzvah to do it as soon as possible, but it's not Tokyo Shabbos anymore. So there's a Tashbetz in Yerodea which says that if a child is not getting his bris mila on the eighth day, you can't give him his bris on Thursday. Right? Why not? Because the Messias was in those days that the third day after the Mila was the biggest sakana, and on the third day after the Mila you had to wash the baby in hot water. You didn't give him a hot bath on the third day after birth, or maybe he was very ramp. So then it was a sakon. So if you give him his bris on not the eighth day, on Thursday, you're putting yourself in a situation where when Shabbos comes, you're going to have to give him a hot bath, you're going to have to break Shabbos to heat up water to give him a hot bath, and you can't do that. So the Tashbetz is Oyser Mila Shalei Bizmano on Thursday. Says the Shach over there, but I don't understand. The Tashbit says, and where's the halacha based on? Resh Mem Ches and Arachayim, our sugya over here. Says the Shach, I don't understand it. We say over here that Surat Mitzvah is okay. Right? And we have the dinner, we remember we learned from Rabbeinu Tam that even going to see your friend is considered a mitzvah. Going on business is considered a mitzvah. So for sure, Bris Mila is considered a mitzvah. Again, there's Shalei Bizmano, but it's for sure considered a mitzvah. So what's the problem with doing it within 3 days of Shabbos? So, on that, says the Tosefet Shabbos, that there's one big problem with doing it 3 days before Shabbos. It says, when you do a Bris Mila on Thursday, it said, who are you going to be poised with it? The kid's not going to get sick on Shabbos. Right? There's a lot you have to be poised. What's poised? Make up when you do whatever you're doing 3 days before Shabbos, make up that on Shabbos it's going to stop. So you give a kid a Bris Mila on Thursday, it says, we know that on Friday, on Shabbos it's going to need this hot bar. You can't be poised. Being as you can't be poised, you can't give the bris. Okay? So there's the Tosefta Shabbos saying out exactly like the Magen Avraham. When you can't be poisik, then it's also to get yourself into the situation. So what's going on over here? What's the big deal about not being able to be poisik? So the Torah, there's another pshat that we can learn in poisik, and that's the following. Is that we learned, that's why we started by doing the Chazara, is we had a machlokes between the Rivash and the Marival. The Rivash said that the Baal HaMor is matir to put yourself into a situation where you're going to break Shabbos, even if it's 100% sure that you're going to break Shabbos. The Mariv and Leif said that only if it's a 90% chance that you're going to break Shabbos, you're allowed to put yourself in that situation. But if it's 100% sure you're going to break Shabbos, then you can't. So the halacha poisek, it could be that the understanding of the halacha poisek is you need to be able to go to the guy and say, listen, we're stopping for Shabbos. Even if he's not going to take you seriously, that doesn't matter. But if you can even go and start talking to him about it, and there's an option that he could have taken you seriously, so that means that it's a situation where if the guy decides to stop, he could stop. So you're not definitely putting yourself in a situation that you're going to break Shabbos. Right? Whereas when you give a kid a bris milah on Thursday, there's no one to talk to, right? What are you going to do as far as poisek? You know that you're definitely going to be breaking Shabbos, right? So the halacha of poisek is really, it's more of a simon than a sibba, right? It's a simon, it's a sign for the fact, if there's an opportunity to be able to go to the captain or whoever it is and say, listen, when Shabbos comes, I want you to stop. Right? You'll say, I'll think about it, it won't take you seriously. But if it's a situation when you can do poisek, that means there's an option of poisek. If there's an option of poisek, so then we're already holding by the Marib and Leif that it's 90% if the guy decides he can stop the boat. Right? But if there's no option of poisek, that means it's 100% sure you're going to be breaking Shabbos. If it's 100% sure, then the Baal HaMor was never matir.
Why can't we just say they're arguing with them long work until they return him?
Sorry?
Why can't we just say the Machlokes is the same as the Baal HaMor against the other Rishonim? Like, whether it's an issue to put yourself in a position at all, where you're going to be brought nefesh and you're going to have to return.
Because we know that even if he doesn't take you seriously, it's okay. Even if you know that he won't take you seriously. According to the other Rishonim, we'd need something a lot more than that. Let's say according to the Rishonim, we'll argue with the Baal HaMor. So you, according to the Rif and the Rambam, you can't go to a Goy and say, okay, will you stop for Shabbos? And the guy says, yeah, I'll stop for Shabbos. Right? That's not going to be good according to them. Why? Because they need something more serious. The whole idea is that something so not serious is good enough according to them. So, okay.
So then nowadays the Merlin don't follow Salocha?
Nowadays, sorry?
They follow the Salocha and they don't do Rishon on Thursdays? That's not within the time.
I don't know. It's a good question. Today we don't bath kids. Thursday after Christmas. I'm saying that practically we don't have to do it. I'm saying I had a couple of boys and no one told me I had to give them a hot bath 3 days later. We have antibiotics, it's a whole different ball game. So I wouldn't know whether they would do this or not. Right. So now that is so the Maaseh is a prima godim comes and says that that's the Machlokes and Magen Avraham and the Levush that we mentioned in Sif Aleph. Remember, the Magen Avraham is the one who, in Sif Dalet, brings the Marib and Leif, who says that even according to the Baal HaMor, we can't be matir a case where you're definitely going to be breaking Shabbos. So Magen Avraham, Neshitosa, that he holds that the Baal HaMor is only matir 90%, but not 100%, he holds that poisek is a nekuva. That's why in Aleph he says, no getting onto the boat if you can't be poisek. The Levush in Dalet goes like a Shulchan Aruch. Says even 100% sure, even if it's 100% sure that you will be breaking Shabbos, there's no problem with that, you can still start out the process, right? So Lishitaso, he must learn Poisek, one of the other Pshatim that we said, and therefore he argues on the Magen Avraham in Aleph, and he says that Poisek is only a Kachila, that's not Lekuba. Right, and the truth is the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Dalet, he brings the discussion between the Rivash and the Marib and Leif. And the Mishnah Berurah is very stark like the Marib and Leif, that you can't organize 100%, if it's 100% sure that you're going to be breaking Shabbos, then you're not allowed to get yourself into that. it's a very interesting halacha. He basically says, well, how can it be that it's mutter? Very, again, that most of the poskim, the general halacha in the poskim seems to be that it's mutter. And I saw some of the later poskim who do matter, right? In certain circumstances, they are matter. Mishnah Berurah is always, he goes like Ma'ari ben Leiv, and he says that and he explains that the poskim is a nekuva because it needs to be. Not 100% sure that you're going to be breaking Shabbos. So he learned this mahalach that the question of poskim and lishpos is to bring it down from being 100% sure you're going to break Shabbos to only 90% sure. So the maaser, that's reish mem ches. What I wanted to do also, I hope the time's not too late, is the very beginning of reish mem ches really is a continuation of reish mem ches. And then reish mem ches starts something completely new. So I don't know why it was broken up like this, but you'll see that so what I'd like to do is read the first three lines of the tour, only the tour of reish mem of reish mem ches, and that will basically finish off reish mem ches. So says the tour, Ein sarim b'milchemes harashus ala yoreh shel goyim. Right, when Bnei Yisrael decide that they want to start out a war, right, they're not allowed to start a voluntary war, which is a milchemes harashus, right? Elim kein etchilu shloshe yomim kodem Shabbos, unless you begin more than 3 days before Shabbos. Vimitchilu en mafsikin. Once they started, they don't have to stop. Avol milchemes mitzvah matchil en afilu b'Shabbos. Milchemes mitzvah, you're allowed to start even on Shabbos. So basically, the place can say over here that the reason the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down is very simple. The Jews don't have in their day, they don't have a country, they don't have an army, so there's no reason to bring down halachas of when you can go to war and when you can't go to war. The Tur brought it down because it continues straight in the Gemara after the 3 days of getting onto the boat, and it's learnt out from there. And the Bach actually brings some nafka minas about how it could play out today. But says the Bach on that you said the pshat over here is going to be the same thing again. A milchemes mitzvah, there's no restrictions. You start that whenever necessary, whenever and however. But a milchemes harashus, if Bnei Yisrael decide they need more area or something like that, and they're going to go attack one of the neighboring countries to expand the borders, so that you can start on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and for sure not on Shabbos. Says the Bach, why not? So he said it's the same thing. According to the Rif and the Rambam, they're going to say it's a Chisron and Oinik Shabbos. Why? So it's just like being seasick. He says soldiers, when they go to war, for 3 days their stomachs are upset. He says the first 3 days of war, you're very nervous and you can't enjoy a good Shabbos. He said after the third day of war, you relax and you can really have a nice Shabbos and then go out to fight all the enemies. And according to the Baal HaMor, it will be the same thing. So the war generally is a situation where the odds are you're going to have to break Shabbos. And therefore, don't start a war within, if one starts a war within 3 days of Shabbos, it seems pretty clear that you're not worried, that you know that when Shabbos is going to come, you're going to have to break Shabbos. Nere kamat nilavat alesa Shabbos. Now, when Shabbos comes, obviously you're going to have to, because you're going to be at war, but don't do it within 3 days of Shabbos for the same reason of the Baal HaMor, Nere kamat nilavat alesa Shabbos. 3 days early, within the first 3 days, it's the same. Just something that's quite cute over here is the Ma'arib and Leib, who's oyser getting yourself into a situation where you definitely will have to break Shabbos. He says that the raya of the Baal HaMor that you're allowed, right, when the Baal HaMor is talking about putting yourself into a situation where you're definitely going to break Shabbos, says the Baal HaMor brings his raya from this case over here. And he said, a war is not something that has to go on for long. He said, it's possible that a war can be over in 6 days. Right? You could start a war on Sunday and have it over on Friday. He said, it's possible. This is not very likely, but it's theoretically possible. Right? And therefore, we can't prove from this case of the Baal HaMor to a case of, for example, like Miller that we spoke about, where you're giving yourself into a situation where you're definitely going to break Shabbos.
What if Pikuach Nefesh and you're going in on Wednesday?
Sorry?
Is it a situation of Pikuach Nefesh?
If it's Pikuach Nefesh now?
Or it could have been brought on with some sort of level of Pikuach
Right,
Nefesh.
So the Bach actually says that's the reason that the Torah brings it down. He said because, for example, let's say Goyim come and take a city captive and the Jews in that city. He said the fact Jews will join onto another army to go and conquer that city, he said that is a din of a Mechemes Mitzvah. because you're going to save people. So he said that that's why the Tur decided to bring it down, because there are applications. That will be a Mechemes Mitzvah that you can go to on Shabbos. And but only if it doesn't have any application like that, then you shouldn't do it within 3 days of Shabbos. Okay, that's it for Reish and Fes, really. And Mitzvah Shem on Friday, we're going to start Reish Mem Tes, which is a whole different ball game. This is pretty hard work.